can't eat before he goes to the bais.
That has some, so you shouldn't eat before you go to the
bais. I never saw that. I saw that a relative is a different story. He goes to his parents or something like that. But maybe I'm wrong. It could be that I'm wrong. I think I started conference. I think I did. Okay. We are up to Vavam Midbeis, and we are up to Tnan, which is four lines into Vavam Midbeis. Okay, Tnan. Now, we answered on the Gemara before that Eliezer holds Mikdus Hayom Kekuloi. We just said that, that it's only Seiser 7 days, right? It's only Seiser 7 days. And the question was that on the case when the guy's a Nazir and he became Kameh on day 30. We brought a Mishnah. Somebody said, Hareini Nazir, and he got Kameh on day 30. It's Seiser Sakhael. And the Blazer said it's only Seiser 7 days. Which means it's not really a steer of his Naziris. He just has to wait till he becomes Tahar. So we asked the Barpada, right? It says Seiser Sakhael. Why is it Seiser Sakhael? It's over after 29 days. So why does the Tanakhama say Seiser Sakhael? So Bapada said, instead of asking me from the Reish to see the Sefer where Rav Loza says it's only Seiser 7 days, that means his Naziris is over, right? Naziris is over. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara, and so Bapada answered, right? So the Bapada answered that the reason it's only Seiser 7 days is according to Blazer, Mikdus Hayom is Kekuloi. That once, right, that really it's not Seiser at all, right? It's not been, basically, the Blazer holds. He completed his Naziris, right? So the Gemara answered, just want to make sure I don't repeat it wrong. So the Gemara's question was, so my part of answer, you see, Rav Loza says, you only know it's just 7 days. To Ryan, the theorist is only 29 days. Right? So the Gemara answered, Savar Rav Loza, Mikdus Hayom Kekuloi. Rav Loza holds. Right. Rav Loza holds that Mikdus Hayom is Kekuloi. I'm sorry. So this is going according to Rav Masna. The Gemara answers according to Rav Masna. Now we're answering Rav Masna. Bapada answered himself. The Blazer showed you clearly that the Naziris is only 29 days. So therefore, it's only Seiser 7. Either Rav Tanakhama said it's Seiser 30. That was only rabbinic. You shouldn't get confused with a guy who says he's a Nazir for 30 days. The guy who says he's a Nazir for 30 days has to keep 30 days. So therefore, the Tanakhama said he has to redo 30. But everybody agrees he's really not a Nazir anymore. 29 days finished. That was yesterday's Gemara. We're not going to relearn it now. So the Gemara now asks, Tanam, Hareini Nazir Me'ayim. Somebody says he's a Nazir for 100 days. So he spoke out 100 days. Nitmeyay Me'ah, he became Tamiya Day 100, Seiser Sakhael. He Seiser the whole thing. Right, he Seiser the whole thing because he's still a Nazir. It's on his day 100. He was a Nazir for 100 days. Since he was a Nazir, it's 100 days. He Seiser the whole thing.
This is according to everybody, right?
Again, we haven't said anything. There's no Mandiyama here.
No, I'm saying
we haven't said.
And Ramasna.
There's no difference. The guy said 100 days.
Right. I want to make sure everyone knows that.
Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, and the Seiser L'Shloshim Yom, only 30 days. Now the question is, it doesn't make any sense. Why 30? Either say Mikdus Hayom Kekuloi, and he finished his Naziris, and it should only be Seiser 7 because he has to wait till he's tar to bring a carbon, or it should be Seiser the whole thing. Manushach, where does 30 days come in here? He's in Nazir for 100. He became Tameh on day 100. If you say his Naziris finished, so then he should only have to keep 7 days so he can bring his korbanos. And if he holds his Naziris didn't finish, so then he should be Seiser 100 days. V'yisam k'dayit of Sabra Abliezer, Mikdus Hayom Kekuloi, Nistra Shiva. Why doesn't it just take off seven?
Define Seiser. What does Seiser mean?
Seiser means, Seiser means he can't continue for 7 days. We went through this yesterday. You were busy with Seiser yesterday as well. Same question. Yes. But he lies to Mikdash Yom Kikulai. And if he doesn't hold Mikdash Yom Kikulai, it's Tekul. He should have to hold back 100 days. So it's a kasha on the Mandiyama that explained Rabbi Yezer. Manusha. Rabbi Yezer said before that you on day 30 you only have to do 7. But Pada proved that Naziris is 29. He's fine. But Master answered, Rabbi Yezer holds Mikdash Yom Kikulai. If you hold Mikdash Yom Kikulai, why are you doing 30 days? That's the question. Why, according to Rav Masna, do you have to redo 30 days? Either redo 7 because of Tumah, or redo 100. Where does 7 come in? Where does 30 come in?
Well, why would he do 100 again? If Mikdash Yom...
Again, so the Gemara says, and if you don't hold Mikdash Yom, I still have a kasha.
Day 100, this is the last.
He said 100 days.
Which day did he become Tame?
A day 100. This is Kasha by Pada as well, because according to by Pada, he said 100. So why does Rabbi Yezer say he doesn't only have to do 30 days? Where does 30 days come into play? And for the Gemara. The Ilam Layamin and Mikta Sayyam Kikulai. He don't say Mikta Sayyam Kikulai. Fact the Gemara Yachi Lister Kulu. So why don't we say he has to do the 100 over? Where did Rabbi Yezer get 30 from? Amr Slakish, Hainu time at Rabbi Yezer. Amakra, Zayis Tyrus HaNazir, B'yayim Yimlois Yimei Nizrei. This is the halacha of the Nazir on the day he finishes his Naziris. Zayis Tyrus HaNazir, B'yayim Yimlois Yimei Nizrei. So, Atayra Amra, Nitma, B'yayim Yimlois, Ten Loi Tyrus Nazir. If a person becomes Tamei on his last day, then he only has to redo a regular Naziris, not his whole Naziris. A regular Nazir is a Nazir for 30 days. He made himself a Nazir for 100 days. So he would have to redo 100. Rabbi Yezer holds the pasuk is Exeris Akasav that says that on the last day, beyond life, on his last day, he becomes Tamei Tyres HaNazir. He becomes a regular Nazir for 30 days, not 100. Now, this answer only answers Barpada, because Barpada doesn't hold a Mikdash Yom Kikulai. He said the reason Rabbi Yezer said 7 is because Naziris was only 29 days. And therefore, on day 30, you don't have to redo 30, more than 7. So Barpada still works. This guy made himself a Nazir for 100 days. He was on his last day of Naziris. His Naziris was not over. But we don't say Mikdash Yom Kikulai. That's by Pada Shinta. That we don't say Mikdash Yom Kikulai. But this is different than the case before. The case before, he was a Nazir 29, and he became Tamei on day 30. Now, in this case, he was a Nazir for 100, and he became Tamei on his last day. So there, by Pada would say, he should redo the whole thing. There's no Mikdash Yom Kikulai. Except this Xeris HaKosov, that anybody that becomes Tamei on his last day never has to redo more than 30.
The 30
stopped
after for Barpada, 29. Really, only 29.
Right. So really, we need another 29 days and bring his carbon on day 30 or 31 because of Xera. Correct. Correct. But this does not answer Rav Masna. Rav Masna remains fair, Pashup Shat. The answer is that we don't say Mikdash Yom Kikulai. Rav Masna said we do say Mikdash Yom Kikulai. So why does Rabbi Yezer say you have to bring anything? Rav Masna said Rabbi Yezer holds you say Mikdash Yom even without carbonas. So as soon as the morning of the 100th came, he should be finished. The Gemara does not answer Rav Masna. The Gemara answers Barpada. Barpada, who holds a regular Naziris, is 29. Over here, he said 100. So day 100 is Naziris. So Memela, you need a new halacha called B'yoy Melais. 10 like Tyrus HaNazir, he only has to redo 30, or you'd say 29. Barpada, Rav Masna, who held Rabbi Yezer, holds Mikdash Yom Kikulai. It's fair. We did not give an answer according to the Rush will come up with an answer. But the Gemara doesn't speak out an answer according to a Muslim. Rav the Rush. V'isav g'daitach. I don't know where you fellows have it.
I can't find it.
The second Rush on the page. since you have bold letters, you should be able to find the second rush of the page. V'yisam g'day t'ksav Rabbi Elazar mikdash yam k'kula nistazayim. Pirish, like Lister Klau. Seven means it's not strikes or anything. It's just that you can't bring your kabanas while you're tumming. Uparach, Eloi Sarvim mikdash yam k'kula nistar kul. Kivit shenitna b'yayim ha'akron shon nizira site. He became tummy on his last day. Amra Taira, nizma b'yayim lois, ten loy tairis nizra. Klaim, loyilom lesna mikdash yam k'kula. Rabbi Elazar does not hold mikdash yam k'kula. El gzeris ha'kostafi, dim nitma b'yayim ha'akron shon nizira site. Afilim Nazir Naziris Maruba, even if he made a big Naziris, Aina Saisha Lamajim, Gitairis Tam Naziris. And again, according to my part, it would be 29. Lechairi Taisa Ramasna. Dr. Rush, it seems like this Gemara just slugged up Ramasna. The Lay Mishani Tamud Alibi to my part. The Gemara's answer was, you don't say Mikta Sayyam Kekulai. That was my part's shot. But Ramasna said, we do say Mikta Sayyam Kekulai. Vehikala Maymar, Dr. Rush, I can give you an answer. He said 100 complete days. By adding the word complete, he removes Mikdash Hayam Kekulai. So usually you would say Mikdash Hayam Kekulai. The case of Rabbi Eliezer that says, do 30 is saying when he said 100 complete days. But the Gemara doesn't speak that out. The Rush is saying that's how Rav Masna would answer it.
He uses this
Nizra. He uses this Nizra also. He uses this Nizra. Right, Jim. Zakti Gemara. Lema Kitanoi. Let us say that the Machloikas by Pada and Rav Masna is the Machloikas Tanoi. It says in the Pasuk, let me read the Pasuk. Ko Yimei Neder Nizra, Tar Lo Yava Arashai, no haircuts. Until he fills up the days that he's an Uzzer.
I mean, is this pasuk only applies if he came tummy on the last day?
That's what it said.
No, I'm saying if he came tummy on the...
Oh, again, only the last day. That's it.
What would happen in the middle?
He has to be due from the beginning.
No, the day, let's say, 89.
He would have to redo all 89
that's
days.
That's hard to...
It's a serious custom for crying out loud.
No, seriously.
I know, that's the problem. This exam is aggressive.
I would have thought it meant stuff like, if you ever keep tummy...
But it doesn't say that. I can't rewrite... Here's a pen. Take a Sefer Torah and rewrite it. The Torah says, B'yayim Elois. You can't make up your own halachas. The Torah said, B'yayim Elois.
How
do you get your nazir stam? Nizrei mashma
is nazir.
No, it says in the pasuk he cannot take a haircut. Ad melois hayamim. Now let's read the brisa. Let's give the brisa a chance to talk. Shemeini miut yamim shnayim. Ad melois hayamim. So he fills the days. If it would say that, I would say Naziris is a 2-day affair. Ad melois hayamim. So he fills days. Days is minimum 2. So the Torah is telling me no haircuts for 2 days.
What a haircut.
The pasuk again. I read the pasuk. I'm sorry. Kol yimei neder nizrei tar lo yava arashai. All the days of Naziris, no haircut is allowed. Ad melois hayamim ashiyazir l'Hashem. Until he finishes the days. How many days? So zok de brisa, I would say that the Torah means a minimum of plural, which is 2 days. That Naziris is only 2 days. That's the havamina of the brisa. That's all it said. That's why I said let the brisa talk. The havamina is that the Torah just revealed to me that Naziris is for yamim. 2 days. Talmud Leimar, God Kodesh Yeh, Gadol Pera. So the pasuk continues and says he has to let his hair grow, Pera. What is Pera? We learn that from Kahanim. Ein Gidol Sar, Pachas Mishloshim Yoyim. Gadol Pera, he has to have 30 days worth of hair. So that teaches me that how long is Naziris? 30 days. That's like Rav Masna. Because we're learning out the amount of Naziris from the word Gadol Pera, right? Which is like Rav Masna, right? And Rav Masna added the Gematria of Yia, right? But it really, it came from the fact that the Torah said Gadol Pera, which means 30 days worth of hair. How do I know it's 30 days? Because we learned that from Kayim, which learned that from the whole thing. Rabbi Yasha.
But according to this, that whole Shul Torah represents the rush. It's only as Zvachta. It's not true according to this.
It is true because we learn our Kayim from Nazir. We're learning our Para means 30 days from the Kayim, which learns it out from Nazir. Which is our local Levitical season.
No, from Nazir? Isn't Para?
How does Kayim, so how do we know Para is 30 days? So the Rush brought down earlier that we learned it out from Nazir. So Nazir takes a haircut after 30 days.
So that itself is only in the spot.
It's Halakha L'Maisha Metzina.
No,
that's what the Rush said. It's Halakha L'Maisha Metzina.
Think about the Rush to this.
That was the Yiga, the Gematria.
Yeah,
is it not
right,
the
right.
Okay.
Is there any difference?
No.
Doesn't make it more of a...
It's just saying that it says in the Pasuk Gadol Pera, which we learned out is 30 days.
Does this make it any more of a...
No, I don't think so. What does it change? Some are kind of Rabbi Yomer. I don't need that Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, he should be a Nazir at Melois Hayamim Asher Yazir Lashem. Melois Hayamim. Now, melois means fill up. Which days, okay, now let me explain this. Give me a minute to explain this. Melois means sometimes it's full and sometimes it's not full. Which days are sometimes full and sometimes not full? A month. Sometimes you have a full month and sometimes you have a not full month. And the Torah is telling me, be a Nazir, until ad melois hayamim, until the filling of the days. Elu hayamim shetzvichem lemalois, haviyoyim mishloishim. Which days have to be filled? Where do we find the concept of filled? By a month. So that tells me that a nazir is, now the Gemara is having a minute, 29. Till the day you fill. The 30th day is the filler. Ad melois hayamim. Until the filler day. I'm sorry?
Ad is not
bakhla. Ad melois hayamim. Until the filler day. The filler day is a month thing. This is Erev Chodesh today. Today is 29. Tomorrow would have been the filler day. It's not full this month. Therefore, it's not melois. Melois would have been tomorrow. Ad melois hayamim. Until the filler day, which means you're in Nazir for 29. The first man Yom I said, we learned it out from Pera. Pera is 30-day growth of hair. That means to tell me you're in Nazir for 30. Here is the machlokes of Masna Barpada. Not necessarily where they learn it out from, but the halal machlokes, whether Naziris is 30 or 29, is the machlokes tanoim. One saying Pera, 30 days, and one saying ad melois until day 30. Because melois is referring to the period that you either fill up or don't fill up. Zakti Gemara, my lab, Rav Masna Dama Kriviyasha, or Barpada Dama Kriviyasha. Rav Masna says like Barpada, Barpada, and Rav Barpada says like Kriviyasha. Amalach Rav Masna. So Rav Masna answers, Kul alma shloishim bina. No, everybody holds you need 30. Ad melois means inclusive or exclusive. Ad, till inclusive or till not inclusive. Rabbi Yashia says, I'm not learning it from there because ad doesn't mean 30 days, so I'm learning it from para. Rabbi Yonison says, ad melois inclusive. That's 30. So they're agreeing that Naziris is 30 days. Except Rabbi Yashia holds you wouldn't be able to learn it from ad melois because ad means non-inclusive, and I know Naziris is 30 days, so it must be from Pera.
Who answers this?
Rav Masna. Rav Yonah is in Sabra, Ad Vab Baklal.
Ah,
so let's see the Rush. Dr. Rush.
we find the Rush this time.
Again, I hate to say that the four prints of Rush.
You can't find it.
I did last time. I told you it was the second Rush on the page.
You found it.
I am now up to, let's count, 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth Rush on the page, Shemayani.
It's right in the middle.
Shemayani, Mia Yamim Beis. The Sam Naziris ain't no Beis Yamim. Talmud Lime Gadl Pera. The Ain Gidl Pera Pachas Milamajoy. The Haki Mashma. Kiminyan Yia Gadl Pera. So it's the Gematria. Like the number year, Kadosh year, and you should let your hair grow like year.
Same
midrash. Elu ayam shetichin lebalois. Elu yemei hakadosh shepamim hem chavtes, upamim hem malin es hakadosh ve'aisin aisin melam bejoy. Sometimes it's 29, and sometimes you fill her by 30. By parek rebbe. Vagi kamer ad melois ad oisah hayayim. Until the day, that fills up the month, but not the 30th day. Rabbi Yashi Nami is say Adulai Ad Baklal. And according to this Havamina, Rabbi Yashi, if he would have learned that Pasuk, would have agreed to my father. Except he doesn't touch the Haki Darsh to be Kaddishia. Mishani Tavai and Sarvi Lamajim. They both hold 30 days. And Enochinami, according to Barpada, it has to be a Machlokes Tanoim.
Oh, so he doesn't speak about
it. No, he doesn't speak about it. That's what he did. He doesn't. Enochinami, according to Barpada, he can only hold like one Tana.
So all the Mishnayos you brought before, is a Raya or a Kasha, apply to them as well?
You could answer. It's all Machlokes Tanoim, but why shouldn't... But we answer every one of them. It's only the one that learns from Yia that he doesn't agree to. He didn't agree to Rav Masna, who said Yia. Right? Rabbi Yashi is learning it out from Yia. Because there's Yia, God will para.
So the answer is everybody holds 30, just one holds out the file, and then one holds out the
file. Going to the master.
But how logically is there a difference between them? Like we said, if...
Between these two head on? No.
Yeah.
No. According to the master.
It has nothing to do with the mixed
gift. Nothing. There's no difference in halacha between the two Tanoim according to Rav Masna. According to Barpada, they're arguing whether it's 29 or 30.
I mean, the bottom line is, even Barpada only goes with one opinion, right?
Correct.
Does that make it worse off? I'm trying to say this very simply. If you can have a Bryce, so this is a Bryce, though.
Correct.
So if you have, I can say both are holding like me, that's what Rav Masna's saying, right? I can, they both can hold like me, right? Does that make it better, more reliant to his?
I don't think so.
Yeah?
I don't think so.
Doesn't have
to. He can hold like one Tana.
It's not like he has no one. He can say it. It's wrong. It's not like I have 20 people on my side of the...
Okay. Start to get my advice. I'm a man. Now we're concentrating on the Braisa. We're finished with Ramasna and Barpada, and now we're just trying to figure out the Braisa. The Braisa said the days you have to fill up is Rosh Chodesh, the month. Eze yamim tzichel lemalos, that's Chodesh. Frank the Gemara, Eile yamim tzichel lemalos, have yamim shloishim, day 30. Frank the Gemara, Eim Shabbos. Maybe it means the seventh day of the week. It finishes the week. Malos might mean finish, complete. So maybe it means that Nazirus is seven. Yamim Hatzrichin Lamalois. The Rush is the next, I don't know what number it is on this time. The aim is Shabbos. Does everybody have it?
Yeah.
Dr. Rush, Shehum Mashlim Sheish Shimei HaMaisa, Lias Nikram Shavua. It makes a week. It takes 6 days and turns it into a week. Shabbos makes the week.
Is it ever referred to it? Shabbos like that?
Again, that's the Gemara's kasha. It's not a maskana, so I'm not even going to bother answering it. And for the Gemara, Shabbos, Mika Chaser Resusa, is Shabbos ever not there? Tzrichin L'malos, it means sometimes it's full and sometimes it's empty. Shabbos is never there, not there. It's always there. Dr. Raj, Mika Chaserayin, Alishna D'malos, Mashmapamim, Shabbat Lamala, is that concerned? Chaydish comes to fill up the lack. Shapamim Huchav Tas. There are no 6 day weeks. All weeks are 7 days. We wouldn't use the word malois in something that's always there. Malois means it's missing and we fill it. It can be missing, it can be full. A week is always 7 days. And therefore we wouldn't use that term. That's what the Gemara is answering.
You don't give bircha the bracha of the week until you have a Shabbos.
Again, the word, we're not arguing that Shabbos is wonderful.
No,
all we're saying is that the word malois wouldn't be there. That's all. We're not arguing that Shabbos is wonderful. Frank the Gemara. Ve'ei Mishana. This is the beginning of... I don't know where the rush is now. My rush, it's on the Amud Beis, for the next 15 lines, is rush from Zayin Amud Aleph. So I don't know. Every print is different. Frank the Gemara Ve'ei Mishana. Because there are years that are 353, there are years that are 354, and there are years that are 355, and I'm not even talking about Hebrew years. Because sometimes Cheshvan and Kislev have 30 days, sometimes Cheshvan and Kislev have both 29 days, like this past year, and sometimes Cheshvan has 29 and Kislev has 30. There's three kinds of years. Malaya, Chasera, and Pshuta, and I think it's called Pshuta? Kassidra, right. So, maybe it means the year, because a year needs to be filled. Sometimes it's 353, sometimes 354, and sometimes 355. Zok de Gemara, mi manina liyami? Do we ever count years by days? Months are counted by days. Years are counted by months. V'arabbana de kisri yamim, b'nai shein b'inim yamim l'shanim, sh'nem el chatshi ha'shana, chadashim mechashim l'shanim, v'lo yamim l'shanim. We don't count days. When the Torah says do something for 12 months, it's 12 months. We don't start counting days. Month is a unit that we deal with. We don't deal with days in a year. We deal with months in a year. The Rush will explain it better to me. Let's take a look at the Rush. Now, again, I don't know where everybody has this Rush.
It's the same place.
No, it's not true. There are four different prints.
It was the same place wherever you had it.
I know. But that was true the two Rushes ago, too. Sometimes you have to fill up the year. 353. Sometimes 354. Sometimes 355. We would have said, if you have a choice to say it means 30 or 354, we would pick 30 because you have a choice. There are two malois. The Gemara could have said very simply, you're right, a year is also malois. But which one do you pick? The bigger one or the smaller one? The always you will is, if you don't know, go with the smaller one, which is 30. The Gemara could have answered this question by not getting involved whether you do have days of malois in a year or not. Just a month is a shorter time than a year. And whenever you have a shaila, should I include more or less? We include less. We don't complete years with days. What makes the year is the months. And the months are sometimes full and sometimes not full. Depending what you do with Cheshvan and Kislev, will decide the number of days in the year. But it's not a year Cheshvan, it's a month Cheshvan. If we want Cheshvan to have 29 or 30, or Kislev to have 29 or 30, the days are part of the month. When we count the year, we say 12 months. Now, each month has to be dealt with. That's a month Cheshvan, not a year Cheshvan. Sometimes we make it full. We add a month, right? Because we have to keep, remember, we have to keep everything in the seasons, right? So sometimes we add a month. Maslim Maisa Bechaydish, Shabbamim Ma'abim Maisa Masifin Alel Chaydish, you add a month. Kedami Rabbana of the Kisri, the Chadashim Atim Mutra Maina Lehashvish Nas Alvana. Meaning like this, let me explain. We have a problem. Our solar year, I mean, everybody's solar year is 365 and a quarter days. Everybody, the lunar year is 354 days, right? And we have to make up 11 days. But you notice, we don't make up 11 days every year. We don't deal with days. We wait till it gets that we need a month, and we insert a month. Because when we make a cheshbon of years, we don't deal with days. We deal with months. And that's why we don't fill up that 11 days every year. We don't add 11 days into our calendar to keep it going. We let it go away, then we add a month, and we catch up, or go ahead. And then we let it drop again, then we add another month. Because the Torah is telling us, when you deal with years, deal with months, not with days. Because if we deal with days, every year we just say, oh, we got an 11-day problem now. Let's solve it. No, we don't solve 11-day problems. We're willing to live without days being exact. We want months to work. So therefore, whenever it gets to a month, we'll insert the month. Now, the purpose of the month is to get it to be near the solar year. But the Torah told us to deal with months, not with days. That's what he's trying to say. Right? The Chadoshim Atamayna Lahashvish Nat Halvana Lishnat Achama. We use months to equalize the lunar year and the solar year. We wait till the solar year is almost a month. I say almost because we don't wait for a whole month. More different than the lunar year. We don't take every year 11 days and add it into our calendar. We're not interested in days. We can be off days. As long as you're not off a month. We keep the months equal. Inami, that's one shot. So according to the first shot, when it said you count months and not years, it means to say is, we don't, not days. We're not interested in days when we deal with years. We're interested in keeping the years equal in solar and lunar by adding a month. Inami. Chadashim atamayin l'shana. Shupamim yesh shtayim asher chadashim. Shupamim yud gimel. You ask your guy, how long is a year? He says 12 months or 13 months this year. People deal with years in month terms, not in day terms.
365 days. If you ask
the whole
year,
I'll take 365 days. In a solar year. If you ask a year, how many, what's your year? He'll tell you 12 months or 13 months.
And that's irrelevant.
A guy can't tell you that because every year is 12 months
but
by him.
That's irrelevant what a person would say. He answered the question already.
He's had a second shot. If I'm a kind of Paris or I shunna, and he explains this. The guy says he bans himself for something for a year. He doesn't count 354 days. He doesn't count 365 days. He counts from Chavtes other to Chavtes year to Chavtes year. He doesn't get involved in days. When he says a year, ask him, so what are you asking? 354 days from now? He won't say that. He'll say, no next cup that's here.
A yard sight.
It happens to be in Avelos. It's over 12 months. But the yard sight is the day of the month. That's when Avelos ends, a month before the yard sight. That's what yard sight means, a time of the year. Right. It's doesn't make a difference whether it's a 12-month or a 13th. Ask a guy, you banned yourself from a year. What do you mean? He'll tell you, I meant 365 days. No, he wouldn't say that. He would say, I meant till the same calendar day. You go by months, not by days. Yeah.
Right.
What?
Shouldn't he real quickly explain the difference between 153 and 54? You could say how that works.
I just explained to you how it works. Oh, you wonder if I should say why it's that way?
Yeah.
I think the reason it works that way, he'll correct me if I'm wrong, is because we're stuck with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah cannot be on a Sunday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. Lo yadu reish, because if Rosh Hashanah was on Sunday, Yom Kippur will be on Shabbos.
So?
No, Yom Kippur... Shana Rab will be on Shabbos. And if Rosh Hashanah were Wednesday, Yom Kippur will be on Friday. And if Rosh Hashanah were on Friday, Yom Kippur will be on Sunday. We don't want Yom Kippur to be Friday or Sunday. So therefore, Chazal made sure it's not. But you can't control the calendar. You can't control the Milah. The Milah is going to work. It's going to work, and it's going to come out. The Rosh Hashanah has to be on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. So we manipulate the calendar. We add a day or subtract a day to keep the Milah away from Rosh Hashanah. Let's take this coming year. This coming year, Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday, Wednesday. Very unique year. Tuesday, Wednesday is Rosh Hashanah. Had they not manipulated the calendar and made it one day less, Rosh Hashanah would have been Wednesday, Thursday. And we can't have Wednesday. So for whatever, I don't know why they took away a day and made it Tuesday, Wednesday, and didn't add a day and make it Thursday, Friday. I don't know why they didn't do that way. They could have done either. They must have had a reason because the Maila probably was closer one way than the other way, so they didn't want to be further away from the Maila than they have to. Because the Maila of the month depends on the Maila. The Maila is 29 and a half days, plus a little. So you don't want to be far away from the Maila, then it's a joke. You're making Rosh Chodesh, and really the month started 2 days ago. So you have to be within range. Now, you can't have it on Wednesday, so you're going to have to move it. Either move it ahead or move it behind. So move it, depends which way it's closer, and that's the way you'll move it.
You know what? So the book that I bought, I can return now?
You should pay three times the price. For the Hanoah of him sitting in the shir, you should pay three times the price. I know. To open the book, you have to know what I just said. To open it. That's to get open. Now, once you get it open, then you can get involved in what he talks about, which I'll admit gives me a headache, but that's just the way it is. All the calculations. Like I just asked him last week, why in the movement of Nates, in the winter, Nates gets earlier, later, and Shkia starts getting later, earlier. And in the summer, Nate starts getting later, earlier, or Shkia starts getting earlier, later. So he explained to me it has to do with the distance of the sun and the earth, which again to me is, and no, because not all days are, not all years are 12 months, it's a whole complicated thing. And again,
is that in the Sefer?
That's in the Sefer, yeah. No, that's not in the Sefer either. It's also part of
Actually, Rabbi Schutz explained that once to me. It's called a hysteresis, and it confuses me a great deal, but he explained it very clearly.
Okay, Zog de Mishnah weiter. Zog de Mishnah. Okay, now let's keep track here. Let's hold cup. Amar. Hareini Nazir Achaz Gedayla. A guy says, I am a Nazir. Achaz Gedayla, which at this point means whether he says, I want to be a big Nazir. Or whether he wants to say, I want to be a Nazir for a small amount. He didn't use days. He said, G'dayla or K'tana, and Achas means whether. There's going to be a second shot in Achas later in the Gemara. But at this point, the Gemara says, whether he says he wants to be a big Nazir or whether he wants to be a small Nazir, those are the words he used. How long is he a Nazir for? What's big, what's small? So the Mishnah, even if he says, I want to be a Nazir from now to the end of the world. It's a Nazir Shloshim Yom. He's a Nazir for 30 days. Now the Gemara will explain why, but that's what the Mishnah is saying. Frag the Gemara, am I? But Mikan Vatsai Vailam Kamar. Didn't he say he wants to be a Nazir to the end of the world? Isn't that saying like a long Naziris? Like 500 years? That it takes to travel from one end of the world to the other, to go around the circle. Chazal say that it takes 500 years to walk around the world. Not that you can, please don't try, but it's a 500-year distance by foot. I never tried it, but that's what Chazal say. Some halakha mesh meyashana. So doesn't he say he wants to be another for 500 years? Zog de Gemara haki kamar. What he means to say is, this Naziris is as difficult to me as walking. You should know. I'm the guy saying he's becoming a Nazir, but I want everybody to understand. To me, this is as hard as walking around the world. He's trying to accentuate the sacrifice that he's doing. You should know what I'm doing now is very, very difficult for me. But for the Rabbi Nishlam, I do everything. It's a way of expressing how difficult things are. And that's what Gdaila and Ktana mean. It's very difficult, not very difficult. That's right. Dr. Rush. Now, wherever you have the rush last time, it's the next rush. I still have it on the Amid Bays. I don't know where Archgold has it. Vamai. Vatsai Vailam Kub. Vamashma Shakibal Olam Ziris. Atsai Vailamoi. The rush says different than I said. The Gemara is going to say what I said later. But that he's saying he means the end of his world, means the rest of his life. Arikali. Naziris Acha Shakibalti Alai. This one Naziris. Kubin Alai is difficult on me. The Daimali, Kiilu Hu Atsai Vailam. It's as if I want to go, as if I have to walk the world. The Kiman the Matsina the Terutzin the Bachahachi, since we can interpret his words that way, have Istam Nazir Lahakul. Because he might have meant he wants to be a Nazir the rest of his life. That's a good question. And the answer is he says, I meant whatever it means. So we don't know what to do. So we say, Nazir Lahakul meant 30 days. Again, people are stupid. They say, not stupid, they're not, I shouldn't say stupid. They're very smart. They're wonderfully smart, except they say stupid things.
No, he's saying, I'm doing this because, you know, it's so difficult. But don't do it then. Hashem wanted him to be the Nazir. Hashem say, I like this person.
Then I call it, I can only talk for myself. I can't talk for you. But I know people, I'll talk about myself, that sometimes say, I'll do you this favor, right? I want you to know it's very hard for me. Usually you say that to your wife. You tell your wife, I'll do it for you. But you say, no, it's not easy. Why do you say that?
You say that to Hashem?
Again, this guy's expressing, I'm giving a sacrifice to Hashem. Hashem, I need you to give me Yeshua. I want you to know I'm going to try something that's very hard for me. I'm going to make a tiniest detour for an hour. It's very hard for me to keep quiet for an hour. And I'm going to do this, Hashem. I'm doing it for you. Please respond and give me the Yeshua I need.
See, this is a young one, deep
water.
There we go.
A lot of people are.
Yes.
A lot of people are becoming Nazir if it's an Avera.
We went through this last time. The Kapasik said he's Kaddish and it's an Avera. Depends on why he's doing it, what his reason for doing it is. If he has that very noble reason, it's not an Avera.
Last week he told me that the problem is that something's bothering him, and that's why he became a Nazir.
Correct.
Not because he wants to do something noble. That was not the answer.
Well, that's noble, to do something. Why is he doing an Nazir when something's bothering him? Let's analyze it.
If the Torah didn't say anything about
again,
the
let's step back. You're not answering my question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A guy has a Tzara, Rachmana Litzlan. He wants a Yeshua. So what do we do today? We make Kabbalahs. What is the purpose of Kabbalah? Why are you making a Kabbalah? Again, I'm asking you a question.
Why?
Why does a person make a Kabbalah when he's in a time of Tzara? Why we tell people
Hashem, I guess.
To tell Hashem, I want to get closer to you, please respond. It gets a response. The Medrash says, Vayidu Yaakov Nedra Lamar, Mikan Shadoydrim Beis Tzara. So Medrash says. The Medrash says, when a person's in Tzaras, he should make a Nedra, a Kabbalah. Why is that true? Because he's saying, I'm sacrificing for you. But you're saying, don't say I could have spoken quid pro quo. But you're saying, Rabbi Nishlom, I'm willing to give something up. I'm being makriv something to you.
That's not Nevero.
You're withholding, again, you're withholding yourself from something. You're putting yourself in a difficult position. A guy that's mekabel that he's going to make it to Minyan 10 minutes early every day. It might be very hard for him. This is not an Avera too, if he's doing it for that reason. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So why is he bringing
Korban
at the end?
The Korban, as the Torah says, Ikka Korban is not for Kapara. He's not a Nazir Tamei, he's a Nazir Tahar. His Korban is to remove the Zimah, to bring him back into society. He's separated himself from society. The word Nazir means separate.
Well, first of all, a Kabbalah that you'll keep away from people, you won't talk to people, you'll be quiet and silent. It doesn't bring that thing.
Because that's what the Torah said. We don't write our own Torah.
I understand there's a question.
Okay, so that's the answer. But you assume, again, you're making an assumption that's partially correct, that every Nazir is wrong. It's not true.
Keeping away from what Hashem wants, enjoying the world.
Again, Hashem doesn't want me to separate myself from people and not talk to people. But I'm doing it to make sure I won't speak Lashon Hara. And I want to show Hashem that I'm very serious Please, Hashem, I need a Yeshua.
There's no appearance problem, or is there?
Well, why is that any different than separating himself from one?
You,
again, if you're doing it for a noble reason, it's a good idea. Kaddish here, the Pasuk calls him a Kaddish.
Not called a Nazir.
A Nazir is called Kaddish.
Yeah, but the person who keeps away from talking people is not.
Because the Torah wrote Naziris. The Torah didn't write this. We don't write our own Torah. But it's the same idea. That's what he's doing. People have a Torah. We don't make a Kabbalah. Comes a Sarah made Shuvah. We say make Kabbalahs. Remove yourself from your daily, normal life. Show Hashem, you're serious.
When a person comes to Kadosh from Nazir, doesn't drink wine, is he getting closer to Hashem?
Isn't he? He's removing himself from lightheadedness, from drinking things that he can indulge in. Wine is the symbol of indulgence. He's saying, Rabbi Nishalim, I won't indulge.
And one last question. I asked you this last week. So a person sees another walking by and says, I want to be like him. He said to me, the only reason he wants to be like him is because something's bothering him. Not
even
wants to be Kadosh.
Again, why does he want it? What does that mean, bothering him? What do you mean by bothering him? Let's translate what I meant by bothering him. He's struggling and he wants to overcome his struggle. And he's trying to use Naziris as a means of overcoming his struggle.
And for the sake of being a Kadosh, is not enough a reason?
That might be a good reason too. It's also a good reason. This pasuk, again, a person becomes a Nazir, so he's trying to pull away from my mother. For some reason, you got into your mind that Naziris is wrong. It's not true. I don't know where you got it from.
I got it.
No, that's the
Again, it depends the reason. And the same pasuk that says Kaddish also says V'chibur Alav, the same Torah. The blood are cup.
It might be true.
Maybe you have a vast knowledge and encompass from Kabbalah all the way over. It's amazing. Now you're talking already Kabbalah. Gulam, mamas. People stop.